Merci, Monsieur le Président, and thank you very much, High Commissioner, for your introductory remarks. Although the European Union is not in a position yet to give any concrete future contribution due our budgetary process, I can give you some indications of our financial support to UNHCR. This year, 2018, we have allocated a total of $450 million US dollars to the UNHCR, making us one of the top three contributors to the organization. It was also very much an increase compared to 2017 funding level of $436 million US dollars, and we expect a continued substantial financial support to UNHCR also in the course of 2019. We remain committed to be at the forefront of addressing today's humanitarian challenges. Around 80% of the humanitarian budget of the European Union is spent on responses to forced displacement situations. We will step up our efforts to support also the implementation of the Global Compact on Refugees, as it is an important roadmap towards a more inclusive, comprehensive and predictable response to refugee situations. And we will continue also to support efforts to raise awareness and improve the response to internal displacement. The priority areas for our humanitarian funding in the year to come include the following. First of all, address the urgent needs of the population affected by the Syrian crisis. Secondly, also the wider ramifications of the protected crisis and forced displacements in the Middle East, including Yemen, but also the Horn of Africa, the Sahel, as well as the Rohingya and Venezuela situations. Thirdly, we will remain also very much focused on forgotten crises, continuing to be the focus of approximately 15% of our humanitarian budget. And fourth, we will also increase our commitment to education in emergencies from 8% to 10% in the coming year. In addition to the contribution from our humanitarian and crisis budgets, the EU will also continue to contribute to the work of UNHCR through our EU other budget lines, $143 million from the budget line for development assistance, and this is for 2019, €26 million for the operation in Libya under the EU Trust Fund for Africa, the North African window, €37.3 million for the operations in Turkey, Lebanon under the Madad Trust Fund, and €67 million under the Asylum and Migration Fund for operations inside Europe. It reflects also very much our approach to address the forced displacements in the context also of a humanitarian development nexus. We have to be realistic, though, and also acknowledge that the sheer numbers and magnitude of today's humanitarian needs far outpace the available resources. Closing the funding gap is only one part of the equation. We must work harder indeed and more holistically to address the root causes of forced displacement and protected crisis, to address also the structural fragility, underlining also the underlying causes of crisis, but also the resilience of vulnerable populations. We need also to achieve greater effectiveness in the delivery of humanitarian aid, implementing also the commitments under the World Humanitarian Summit and also in the follow-up to the Grand Bargain. And in that same vein, we are also greatly supportive of the UN reform agenda of the Secretary General, aimed at increasing the cross-pillar coherence, greater efficiencies, and also enhanced field impact, and make a very much stronger and more effective multilateral system. In short, we look very much forward to continue our close cooperation with UNHCR in responding to the needs of the protection, assistance, and solutions of refugees, internally displaced persons, and other affected populations. Thank you very much.